free healthcare and the like. And I started talking at university about, you know, Forlax. At that time, Russia and America and China were going hell for leather, blowing up bombs in the atmosphere, spreading plutonium, strontium 90, radioactive iodine all over the world. And almost certainly the increased incidence of cancer we're now seeing is partly as a response of the fallout, the radioactive fallout that fell down from those tests, concentrated in the food chain by orders of magnitude, the grass, the cattle, the milk, the mother's breast milk, and the babies. And the incubation time for cancer is any time from 5 to 60 years. And when the cancer arises, it does what I say, and the signs say, I was made by fallout that you ate in the Hershey's milk kiss 20 years ago. 3 Mile Island is 13 miles from Hershey's chocolates. So the cancers don't identify their origin, but there is an increased incidence of cancer. And they kept blowing up more and more bombs till Linus Pauling said, we've got to stop it. And the women got mobilized, and they met outside the White House day after day and said to Jack Kennedy, you've got to stop blowing up bombs. And I know his advisor, Jerry Wiesner, his science advisor, and he was standing in the Oval Office, and Jack was standing at the window. You know how he stands looking out? And it was raining, and the rain was falling on the panes of the window. And he said, Jerry, is there radiation in that rain? And he said, yes, Mr. President. And then they measured the radiation in the dental, the teeth of the deciduous teeth of the children, and found high levels of strontium 90. And they brought atmospheric testing to an end, but they kept testing underground. And over time, America tested over 1,000 hydrogen bombs. And then Russia did too. What the Russians did, the Americans did. Thank you. and you get fusion, which is the energy released inside the center of the sun. Huge. And then the capsule is made of uranium, depleted uranium-238, and that then explodes too. So you have fission.